أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. This is Surah An-Nur. In the Surah before this, Surah Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the success of the believers, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Amongst one of the ingredients of success, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Those who safeguard their chastity. From the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about aspects of immodesty, fornication, adultery, promiscuity, etc. And in the last few ayats, after discussing the incident of our mother Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been discussing steps that will keep us away from adultery, fornication, immodesty, shamelessness, etc. In this ayah also, ayah number 30 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the more important aspects with regards to safeguarding one's chastity, safeguarding one's modesty, shamefulness, etc. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the believing men, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they should lower or cast down their gazes, their eyes. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to address the believers. One important issue is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself could have directly, like in other ayats of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, Allah could have said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. But one important aspect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here also acknowledges, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out to the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has been charged with the duty of delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the address is not general, because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies believing men, and in the next ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies believing women. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays great emphasis on this command of Allah. يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they should lower their gaze. In other words, they should not see anything that is impermissible, be that impermissibility of a غير mahram woman. Also included in this is the awra, that is the private parts of any individual, whether it be of the same gender or the opposite gender. And included in this, according to the commentators, is also for us to look into someone's house, into someone's life, to try and spy and try and find out the secrets of other individuals. All such matters have been included in this ayah. Also, we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this gaze being a poisonous spear, or a poisonous arrow rather, from the arrows of shaitan. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has also spoken about one very important aspect, that person who leaves gazing at women that are not his mahram, and especially when one does it with an intention of illicit affair or an intention of immodesty, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for that person that leaves it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon such an individual iman, the taste of which, the sweetness of which the person will taste. And the commentators of the hadith have stated that taste of the sweetness of iman is not like the taste of anything else that one would taste on the tongue, but one will taste the sweetness of iman in one's heart. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and they should safeguard their chastity, they should safeguard their modesty. That is why many have narrated that we look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the two ends. Everything in between is undoubtedly impermissible, the touching, the speaking of the woman, communicating, etc. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has particularly mentioned the beginning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the end, and everything else has been also included in it. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this advice, Allah has given this command, a difficult command it may be, but obviously it takes practice, it takes training, seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ, that is purer for you. In other words, you will live a more purified life, a life of dignity, a life of honor, a life of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when the guarantee of the sweetness of iman is in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So there is purity of the heart in this matter. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you do. That is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayah of the Quran, Allah says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deceit of the eyes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what has been kept secretly in the heart. All that is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence, when one seeks the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as difficult as it may seem in the initial stages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person steadfastness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person ease. The important aspect is that if the glance falls by mistake in error, like the hadith of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says that one should move one's eyes away. That is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously to continue to stare or to look and to glance the second time, that is not permissible in the eyes and in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the strength. May Allah ta'ala give us the courage. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.